pause recording.
Hello, everybody. I was going to say good morning then, but it's actually afternoon. I realised when I've been doing these audio mo things, because I don't audio boo very often, that I've never actually said my name. I mean, I have originally in the past, but probably a lot of you know that I'm Paula anyway. So, today I am going to tell you the story about my missing cat. And as you can probably hear her purring away again on my bed, here she is. So, as you can hear her, you'll know she's not missing any longer. So that's kind of a spoiler for the end of the story before we've even got there. Before we've even got to the beginning of it. Anyway, so let me think when it was. Three and a half weeks, because it was a Sunday, I let her out in the evening. She wanted to go out about 10:30 in the evening, and I thought, oh, well, it's all right, because my TV programme finishes at 11, and she's very elderly. My cat, Phoebe, her name is. And all she does is goes off, pootles about in the garden, and comes back again. But, you know, so then the programme ended, and I opened the door, and I thought she'd come in, but actually, with hindsight, I think perhaps she didn't come in. So I thought she'd come in, went off to bed. She has actually stayed out before at night time, but she's been fine, and she's come in the next morning. But that hasn't happened for quite a long time. The next morning she wasn't back. She wasn't there for her breakfast. I thought, oh, well, that's a bit strange, but it was quite warm, and I thought, well, but maybe she's just hot and tired, and she just sleep a lot, bless her. And so she wasn't there. But by Monday evening, when she, you know, when it came to dinner time, and she still wasn't around, starting to get rather worrying then. On the advice of one of my sisters, which is very true, actually, she said, open a can of tuna. So I did, because that always brings her back wherever she is. No sign of her, even after that. And so one of my sisters came round to look for her, couldn't see her anywhere. By Tuesday morning, and she still hadn't appeared, I posted on Twitter and Facebook, and a lot of people shared my tweets and my posts and the photo of her that I put on there. And one of my other sisters came round to look, and we couldn't find her anywhere. I contacted the local vets to say ask if a ever lost cat had been handed in, and I rang the Cats Protection League, and nobody had heard of anything. And then Wednesday we had a lot of rain, and I thought, oh no, she's out in this rain. And my family were convinced that she'd probably found somewhere comfortable and, you know, to go away and die, because she was, you know, she's very elderly. She's, well, I'm not exactly sure of her age, but I think she's about 18. So I was getting concerned about this, and was starting to worry that, you know, she was never going to come back. So by the time Thursday came, I had to say to my daughter, my daughter is 11, and I had to say to her, I'm not sure Phoebe is going to come back now. And she may have found herself a new home with somebody, or she might have gone somewhere to, you know, comfortable and warm to go to sleep forever, kind of thing, really. And, of course, poor Bethany went running off in tears and into her bedroom, and she was very, very upset. So it was a bit of a traumatic week, really. Then Friday, Bethany went off to guides camp, and I thought, well, that's quite good, because that'll take her mind off things. And she did actually have a lovely time. Sunday morning, we had, my sister had shared the my link on one of the local groups on Facebook. I can't remember which group it was, but it was a local group on Facebook. And a girl from that group got in touch with my sister and said, I think we've got your cat. And I won't be giving you my address, obviously, but I live at house number 25 and these people are at number 6. So they're literally, the way the houses are in this road, they're almost not quite opposite. They're about opposite and 50 yards up the road or so. So it's really quite close. And she had found her way into their summer house.
Messages, notification.
They think, they think it was on the Wednesday. But that message lost my track there. They think it was on the Wednesday, and I think that was when we had all that rain. So she found her way into their summer house. They don't own a cat, so they didn't have any cat food. So they bought some dry cat food and was feeding her. And she had a nice sofa she could sleep on in this summer house. And it was open. She could have just gone off and come back home, but she didn't. And the lady from the Cats Protection League said that elderly cats can get dementia. So I think she does have, she must have something like that, because she obviously got confused and didn't know where she was. But was quite happy to take full advantage of the facilities on offer. Really, so my dad came over and went and got her for me, because I don't know where all the houses. There was only me at home, so, and I'm blind myself, so I wasn't quite sure which house was number 6. So he went and got her for me, and it was indeed Phoebe, and it was so lovely to have her back. And so she was gone a week, really. And when my daughter came back from guide camp on Monday, I surprised her. I said, go and look in my bedroom. And Phoebe was lying on the bed. She was so happy to see her. It was such a relief, I tell you. And she's been fine ever since. She slept a lot the first day and, was quite out of her routine. But now she's back in her routine and quite happy, making herself at home again. And yeah, she has been out and back in, but she's got a collar now with her ID tag on it and everything. So hopefully, if she does go wandering again, people will know who she is. So that is the story of my missing cat, who thankfully and very happily turned up again. So take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Pause recording.